volunteers collect water samples every Thursday morning along the Connecticut River. So we have a lot of partner groups working with us. Sometimes they test every other week, but essentially the groups go out, collect a river sample at a boat launch or another recreation site, and the lab results come back a day later, and then we have been posting them on a website called ConnecticutRiver.us, and there's an Is It Clean page, and you can see what the results are for different sites. It's searchable by place and river and map-based, so it's a good resource for people to use if they want to know what the recent water quality results are for their nearest river.
And, of course, this is important because the water quality from point to point is going to change throughout the summer as we see different events such as rain, correct?
Yeah, rivers are really dynamic systems, so they change, you know, minute to minute and by location. And rainfall is one thing that definitely affects water quality, because when it rains, things get flushed off of the land and through pipes and into the river. And what we tend to see is that bacteria levels can go up after rain events.
Now, this is I believe this is the ninth year that you've done this program. Have you seen improvements in the water quality in the 9 years?
We haven't done any trend analysis. I think what we've seen is that in many places, the water quality is pretty good. It's considered clean enough for swimming. There have been years where we had thunderstorm patterns happening on the day of testing, and those years looked comparatively bad, but I think that was just because the timing of the storms were lined up with our sampling regime. There are certain sites that tend to test higher than others, so that's the kind of thing that we feel is useful through this website, to know which sites just tend to have better water quality results than others. And you might want to, you know, think twice before swimming in the questionable sites versus the more consistently clean sites.
Has the water quality improved, would you say, as a result of the sewer separation projects that a lot of communities have undertaken and are continuing to work on throughout the watershed?
Yes. Well, our cities and towns have incredible systems of infrastructure that need constant upkeep, and a lot of money has gone into making improvements, and you know, more improvements are needed. The cities like Springfield, Holyoke, and Chicopee that have the combined systems, they're trying to do some separation and eliminate their, you know, dumping raw sewage into the river. They have put a lot of money into that, and the river has improved. Other cities like Northampton recently passed a stormwater utility fee, so they actually, people pay for impervious surface and treatment of stormwater. So as time goes on, just there's more and more things being done to look at how water runs off our streets and parking lots and how that affects rivers.
Have you found that a lot of people do check out the website to see what the water quality is like?
Yes, the website has been pretty popular. We do get thousands of hits a year, and we want to just make sure as many people know about it as possible so that they can continue to use it as a resource.